Welcome to everyone tonight.
大家晚上好，欢迎你们今天又出席。
This week we are gathered together under the theme Israel, the Champions of God.
这一系列在这周末和这几天的研究主题就是以色列，就是上帝的斗士。
I hope that you have had a blessed Sabbath day.
我希望大家都有一个得到福气的安息日。
And tonight we continue where we left off from our previous study on the life of Jacob.
那今天晚上我们继续研讨这个雅各的生平。
But before we begin tonight,
我们在还没有研究的时候，
I would like to invite you to bow your heads with me as we open with a word of prayer.
让我们再次低头做个祷告。
Our Father in heaven tonight,
我们在天上的父，今天晚上，
we ask that you would speak to us again through the pages of your word.
我们再次邀请你借着圣经的话语向我们说话。
Give us understanding about the experience of Jacob.
帮助我们也有对雅各的经验一个明了。
That we might understand the conversion experience in our own lives.
使我们也能够清楚了解到我们个人悔改的经验。
Reach down to us tonight, we pray.
我们祈求您临格在我们当中。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祈求。
Amen. Amen. In our previous study this morning,
今天早上我们研究到的东西，
we saw that in a tragic moment, Esau bartered the precious birthright.
就是看到了一个非常悲惨的一个情况，那就是以扫呢把自己的长子权给出卖了。
Through impatience and the clamor of appetite, Esau bartered that which would have given him rich blessings.
就是说因为他自己的冲动和他的食欲的这个引诱，他就把这个何等大的长子权的福气就这样给卖出去。
And we saw that today many are making a similar mistake.
而我们也看到了今天我们有多少人犯上同样的错误。
Our story, however, tonight picks up witha number of passing years after this event.
那么今晚的故事呢，就在这事件以后的好几年之后所发生。
We open tonight to Genesis chapter 27.
我们翻开到创世纪二十七章。
And I invite you to look with me at Genesis chapter 27, starting at verse 6.
创世纪二十七章从第六节开始。
Now, if you read verses 1 through 5,
如果你从第一到第五节看了，
We understand that Isaac is ready to bestow the blessing upon Esau, his firstborn son.
我们就看到以撒准备好呢，要把这福气赐给他的长子以扫。
Now, both Isaac and Rebekah had been told by the angel that God intended to bestow this right upon Jacob.
然而以撒和利百加早已收到这个天使的吩咐，说这个福气是要给予二儿子雅各的。
But in a moment of rebellion and stubbornness, Isaac makes the intention of bestowing the birthright upon Esau.
但是以撒本着他自己的固执己见呢，愿意把这个长子的福气，把他给祝福于他的长子以扫。
And so now in verse 6, we find that Rebekah, Jacob's mother, comes to him.
那么看到第六节，就是雅各的母亲利百加来到他的面前。
And she has already prepared a plan for this particular moment.
并且为这个时刻做好了一个计划。
Now, we must understand that Rebekah loved Jacob very much.
当然我们要明白利百加非常疼爱雅各。
Here we see another example of her tremendous love for her son Jacob.
我们再次从这个经历中看到她对雅各这儿子的疼爱有加。
But do not be deceived, while she did love Jacob, this love was misplaced or it was an unhealthy love.
但是我们要知道的就是，他虽然是疼爱雅各这个孩子，但是这一次的表现呢，却是错误的爱。
What she is about to tell Jacob to do was a sin in the sight of God.
因为他接下来要跟雅各所说的，在上帝面前是一个罪。
And it teaches us some very important lessons for our own Christian experiences tonight.
并且今天晚上教导我们在个人的基督徒的经历上也要一起的谨慎。
You see, we would often refuse a cup of poison if it was offered by an enemy.
如果我们的敌人啊，就递来一杯的毒药，我们肯定不会喝。
But if it comes from someone that we love, we often are more inclined to accept such a gift if it is someone that loves us.
但是如果这杯毒药是你最爱的至亲的人拿来给你喝，很可能你就会喝下去。
She did love Jacob.
的确。这个利百加是爱雅各。
But this love was about to lead Jacob to make a mistake that he would pay for and she would pay for the rest of their lives.
但是这一次的行动啊，这一次的爱的表现将会造成他本身利百加和雅各这个儿子永远的受到的伤害。
You see, in this particular example, we can see that sometimes Satan brings temptation in a form or in a way that we least expect it to come.
从这个经历中我们可以看到往往撒旦给予我们所有的引诱呢是在我们不经意的时候发生的。
It was his own mother that was asking Jacob to deceive his father.
这是母亲亲生的母亲要来欺骗要叫他来欺骗他的亲生的爸爸。
But Satan has used this method with great success all through time.
而魔鬼呢自历代以来用这方法非常的有效。
Who was it?That originally came with the idea to Abraham to actually have another wife. Who was that?
是谁呢？要求亚伯拉罕来娶另外一个这个啊使女为妻呢
？Who was it?
是谁
？It was Sarah, his own wife.
是他自己的妻子撒拉。
So his own wife was the agency that Satan used to bring this temptation for Abraham to sin.
所以亚伯拉罕呢？他的妻子竟然成为了魔鬼带来引诱的媒介。
When we look at the life of Jesus,
当我们看耶稣的生平
，Satan used one of Jesus' closest disciples to bring temptation to Jesus.
撒旦就使用了耶稣其中最亲的一个门徒，把引诱带来。
Who was it?
是谁
？It was Peter.
就是彼得。
After Jesus told his disciples that he would die and be crucified,
当耶稣告诉门徒他将会啊在十字架上而死
Satan inspired Peter to utter the words, Lord, no, be it far from thee.
撒旦呢就怂恿这个彼得说主啊我必然与你同在
Satan was using Peter to perhaps discourage or dissuade Jesus from taking the cross and to suffer for the sins of man.
并且说你不可以这样做主啊不能死去这是这样的这样的话说出来其实是来自撒旦的试探和引诱。
Again, the temptation came from a close friend, a trusted person in Jesus' circle.
再次我们看到了在耶稣的圈子里面这样的试探是来自他最亲密的使徒朋友。
The temptations in our lives can sometimes come in ways that we would never expect them to come.
而同样的在我们的生命当中往往所到来的所有的引诱试探是我们在不经意的时候也没有想到的情况之下发生。
I want to share a short story from my own life.
我个人的故事里面就有这样的经历。
When I enrolled in college, I was originally enrolled as a business major.
我刚上大学的时候是读着商业系的。
My ambition in life had been to become a successful lawyer or businessman and make lots of money.
我的志愿本来是当一名律师或者是一个成功的商人，可以赚很多的钱。
But my mother was concerned about my spiritual life.
然而妈妈呢却非常关心我的属灵生活。
And so she sent me to a good Christian school, somewhat like Anan Health Center here.
所以她就把我送到像类似这个爱能的这个一个基督教的学校。
The desire was that this experience would change my spiritual life and then I could go back and continue to pursue my other career.
那么他的愿望是希望我借助这样的基督教的教育呢能够影响我然后再把我送去大学念书。
But during that first year of school,
但是在第一年的时候
I had some amazing experiences with God.
我就和上帝有一个非常奇妙的经历。
And even after the first year, I went on a mission trip.
就算是、既然是已经过了一年之后呢，我还参加了一个海外宣教。
And it helped me understand and see what a tremendous need God has for workers in his field.
并且借助这一次的经历呢，让我看到在海外的传福音的工作有多大的需要。
I enrolled in a second year of this Christian school.
我继续的在这基督学校、报读第二年的学课。
And one day I received a phone call from my mother.
有一天妈妈就打了个电话来。
And she wanted to know if I was ready to enroll in my new school, which was a public school.
她要知道我是不是准备好呢，要到这个公立大学去报读我要读的课程。
The idea was that, okay, you are spiritual enough, now let's go and study some real things that can make some money.
啊，现在妈妈的意思说，好了。你的属灵经验也到了一个成熟的阶段，现在可以送你去这公立大学读书，以后赚大钱。
And I remember that on that same phone call, my sister also got on the phone.
那么我记得在那一天的这通电话呢，姐姐也收到了一通电话。
And my sister and I are the only two children, and we are very close. We are very, very close brothers.
姐姐和我就是这家庭里面唯一的两个孩子，我们的关系非常的亲密。
And I remember my sister telling me,
我记得姐姐这样告诉我，
she said that mom and dad are not going to support you anymore if you keep wanting to stay at that school.
她说爸爸妈妈不再提供你的教育费，如果你继续的留在这基督教学校。
Now what was I to do?
我该怎么办呢？
I believed in my heart that God was calling me to do ministry.
我深信上帝已经呼召我做传道。
But here was my own family, my flesh and blood.
但是现在站在我面前的是我的家人，我的血肉之躯。
And they were the ones telling me that it's time to go, it's time to study something else.
是他们现在告诉我，你该去别的大学学府去念书了。
I remember distinctly my sister said, we will not support you anymore.
我记得姐姐告诉我，爸爸妈妈不会再提供你这些教育的费用。
And I remember that really shook me because I did not know how I would pay for school or what to do.
我感到非常的害怕，因为不知道以后要怎么样维持这样的生活。
But at that moment in my life, I remembered that God had promised that he would guide us if we would make him first.
但是在那时刻，我就想到上帝必然给我所有应该得到的支持，如果继续的信靠他。
You see, at that point in my life, it was hard for me to understand that sometimes even our parents that love us in their misguided love can be the source of temptation for us to not do God's will.
在那时候，我并没有想到，有时候撒旦会借着我们最亲爱的人，我们的家人呢，使到我们不去做上帝要我们做的旨意。
Rebecca, she did love Jacob.
利百加的确是爱雅各。
But it was a misguided love.
但是这是一个不受到、法则的爱。
And Jacob should have stood strong and said, this is wrong, I cannot lie to my father.
而雅各应该站稳自己的立场，说我不能够欺骗自己的爸爸。
But look at what Jacob said. This gives us some idea of what is going on in his own mind. Look at what he said in verse 11.
但是注意看雅各的回答，就看到他里面的心思是怎么样的。
In verse 11, Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, Behold, Esau my brother is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. My father peradventure will feel me, and I shall seem to him a deceiver, and I shall bring a curse upon me, and not a blessing.
11节，雅各对他母亲利百加说，我哥哥以扫浑身是有毛的，我身上是光滑的，倘若我父亲摸着我并以我为欺哄的人，我就被咒诅不得祝福。
Where was Jacob's heart in this plan for sin?
在这个计划犯罪的雅各的心思是在哪里？
He was not saying this is wrong, we should not do this.
他并没有断然的说这是错的，我不能够做。
What he was saying is what if we get caught?
他的意思是说如果被打一个正着呢。
You see, many Christians are like this today.
所以我们很多基督徒今天也是这样。
They are on the road to sinning. There is temptation that Satan brings to them.
他们已经走在错之路，魔鬼已经把试探引诱带给他们。
The businessman is tempted to cheat in order to make some more money.
而商人呢，也受到了这个引诱，要借助不折的手段来赚大钱。
He does not say this is wrong, but rather he says, "What if we get caught?"
他没有说这是错的，他只是说如果 被抓了怎么办呢？
A young lady is tempted to give up her virtue.
一个女孩受到引诱，要把自己的贞操给丢的。
And on this road to temptation, she does not say this is wrong, I will not do it.
在这被引诱之路呢，她并没有说这是错了，我不做。
Instead, she says, what if someone finds out?
但是她说，如果有人发现怎么办呢？
You see, friends, when we are on this type of a thinking that we are worried about who will find us or who will catch us.
朋友们，当我们已经有这样的想法说，如果有人打一个棒抓着我们或者发现我们所做的错事。
We are on Satan's ground. We have no victory. We can gain no victory in this type of position over sin.
我们早已经是在撒旦的网罗之下，没有得胜的经验。
And so notice what happened.
所以注意看发生了什么事。
In verse 14,
在十四节。
Well, in verse 13, his mother said, "Go get it."
在十三节，他母亲对他说
，"And not,、
啊、你去。
And then in verse 14, the Bible says, and he went and fetched and brought them to his mother.
14节说他便去拿来交给他母亲。
Jacob should have stood firm like John the Baptist.
雅各就本该像施洗约翰一样站稳自己的立场。
Like John before Herod, he should have said, you, this is unlawful, you cannot do this.
就好像施洗约翰在西利面前说这是不合法的，你不能够这样做。
But so often today we make that mistake, we try to reason or worry about the results instead of looking at sin for what it is.
但是往往在我们遇到这样的问题的时候，我们脑海里所转的呢，就是在想如果被发现怎么样，我们没有走正路。
Now,My subject tonight is called The Beginning of Sorrows.
今天晚上我们的题目是灾难的起头。
You see, it was not apparent at this time.
这个时候呢，我们发现到并不是最恰当的时候。
But what Jacob and Rebecca were about to do would forever change their lives.
但是雅各和利百加现在串谋所要做的事将会受到永远的影响。
You know, in this life, we can never underestimate what can happen in one single day.
我们在生命中也可以发现到一天里面所做的错事会造成怎样以后的伤害。
Do you know that in one day, Joseph went from being a prisoner to being the second most powerful man in Egypt, just in one day?
在埃及，约瑟在同一天里从一个囚犯变成了埃及一人之下万人之上的宰相。
In one day, Moses went from being a shepherd to now being the leader for over 1 million people to come out of Egypt.
在同一天里，摩西从一个牧者变成了要带领100万人的以色列民出埃及的领袖。
In this one day, Jacob went from being a loved, devoted son to now being a fugitive and a stranger from his family.
也在同一天，雅各从一个被宠爱的儿子变成一个要逃离的一个逃离者，离开了他的家园。
The road to sin is a slippery road.
罪之路是一条滑的路。
You will now see that what happens next is very quick.
因为接下来所要发生的是继续的很快的发展下去。
Now I want you to notice what happens now.
现在呢发生什么事？
And in verse 18 we begin this deception of Isaac.
雅各欺骗父亲呢，从十八节开始。
Now I want you to notice that when we begin on the path to sin.One sin leads to another sin.
我要你们知道，就是当我们开始欺骗犯罪的路程的时候，一个罪就会引来下一个罪。
So as soon as Jacob comes to Isaac, the father said, "Who are you?"
雅各到他父亲那里说，我父亲，他说，我在这里，你是谁啊？
And in verse 19, he made two lies.
在第十九节，他就说了两个谎话。
Number one, he said, I am Esau, your firstborn.
第一个谎言，我是你的长子以扫。
But then the second thing that he lied about, he said, eat of the venison which I have prepared for you.
那第二个谎言就是吃我的野味，是我为你准备的。
Now, I don't know if you know, but venison is the meat of a deer.
那么这里所指的野味呢，其实是鹿肉。
And as you know, deer are very fast, and obviously they're hard to catch.
那鹿呢，跑得很快，不容易给它给抓到。
And so now Jacob is lying because what kind of meat is he actually serving his father?
那现在雅各不是在说谎吗？他给爸爸吃的是鹿肉吗？
What is he serving?
是什么肉？
He's serving goat meat.
是这羔羊的肉。
And so he's lying already twice because he said, I am Esau, and then he said, this is venison, but it was not.
那么这也是说了两个谎话，一说我是以扫，二说这是鹿肉。
And now I want you to notice in verse 25.
然后在25节。
I'm sorry, before we get to verse 25, he said, oh, verse 20.
在20节。
He said, how is it that you have found it so quickly?
以撒对儿子说：“我儿，你如何找的这么快呢？”
And so here's another lie, because now he says, "Because the Lord brought it to me."
我现在又讲了一个骗话。他说：“因为耶和华你的上帝是我遇见好机会得着的。”
You know, if you have ever told a lie, you know that this is the problem with lying and all kinds of sin.
我想我们说过谎话的人都知道，一个谎话会接下来再说另外几个谎话。
If you begin to lie, you either have to have the greatest memory in the world.
如果你是说谎的人，你不是一个世上最有记忆力最好的人呢？
Or you just have to keep making up new lies to cover up the lies that you have already made.
就是呢，要把一个谎言遮盖之前所说的谎言，让你的谎言越说越真。
And so now we see that Jacob is pretending to be Esau in front of Isaac.
所以雅各在爸爸以撒的面前把自己当成是以撒。
And the Bible says that even down to the smell of his clothing and when he felt him, Jacob deceived Isaac into thinking that he was indeed Esau.
那么圣经也继续说到呢，爸爸摸他的时候感觉是以撒，然后呢，这样也是一个欺骗了爸爸的行为。
Now,there's two things that I want you to pay close attention to in the story of Jacob.
在这雅各的故事，我要你们注意到两样事情。
When you begin to look at the mistakes that Jacob made in his life,
当你开始注意到雅各在他生命中所犯的错误，
you will discover that Jacob receives the exact same things later on in his own life.
你会发现到雅各以后的生活呢，他所之前所犯的错也发生在逐一的发生在他的身上。
Now let's review what we learned this morning.
我们早上学的，我们来复习。
Jacob's brother Esau was coming in from the field, and he was very hungry.
雅各的哥哥以扫从外回来田野回来，很饿。
He could have gotten food from somewhere else.
他本来可以从别人的手上得到食物。
But he wanted what Jacob was cooking.
但是他要雅各煮的。
And Jacob, as a good brother and as a Christian, should have said, "Oh, I'm happy to share what I have with you."
那身为一个好弟弟，他就说我愿意跟你分享，哥哥。
But he didn't.
但是他没有这样做。
Esau had something that he wanted.
以扫要得到他想得的。
And he had something that Esau wanted.
那雅各也希望从以扫的身上得到某样东西。
And so he took advantage of his brother in securing the birthright.
所以他就借着这个机会呢，把哥哥的长子权给买过来。
But the Bible says,
但是圣经说，
Be not deceived, for God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
你不要做一个欺骗者，因为上帝不会受到这样的对待，因为你所种的是什么，你所收的也是什么。
Later on in Jacob's life,
之后雅各的生活，
he met a beautiful girl. Her name was Rachel.
他遇到了一位漂亮的女孩叫拉结。
Oh, he loved Rachel.
他非常爱拉结。
And his uncle Laban saw that, oh, this man is a good worker.
莫这个舅舅拉班就是拉结的父亲呢，看到雅各是一个很好的工人。
He had something that Jacob wanted.
雅各在拉班的身上想得到女儿。
And Jacob had something that he wanted.
拉班也看到雅各为一个很好的工人。
So he said, look, you can have her, but you have to work for me.
现在你要娶我的女儿，你要为我做工。
Many years later,
好几年后，
Jacob complained about his boss, Laban.
雅各开始就 埋怨这个老板呢？
He said, you changed my wages 10 different times.
他说你把我的工资啊改了十次。
You know, in America, we have laws against people doing that kind of a thing. Okay?
在美国我们当然有这个法律禁止老板这样做。
But why didn't Jacob just leave? Why didn't he say, I'm sick of this, I'm going, I don't want to work for you anymore?
那为什么雅各就不说我不跟你做了算了我离开了。
Because Laban had something that he wanted.
因为拉班抓住了他需要的东西。
You see, Jacob was reaping exactly the same thing that he had sown to his brother Esau many years before.
所以你可以看到雅各在好几年前他所种下的祸根，现在他自己也收到了。
Now notice in this story now that we are just reading tonight, Jacob dresses up like Esau.
然后我们继续回到这故事里面呢，看到雅各穿上像以扫的毛衣。
This is the first actor in the whole Bible.
这是圣经里面第一处所演的舞台剧。
He pretended to be someone else.
他假扮成另外一个人。
Many years later,
好几年后
when Jacob is getting married,
当雅各要结婚的时候
he has worked for 7 years for his beautiful Rachel.
啊，为了这漂亮的拉结，他工作了七年。
He is so excited about this wedding day.
啊，这一晚洞房之夜是那么的紧张。
And so he is waiting at the altar.
我就等待这个台前。
The doors open.
门打开了。
The music is playing.
音乐响起了。
The bride walks down the aisle.
新娘走来。
The minister makes them exchange vows.
这个祝福的牧师让他们互相的婚事介绍。
And then he says, you may now kiss the bride.
现在你可以亲吻你的新娘了。
And when he lifts the veil,
当他把这个婚纱给掀起来
It's not Rachel.
不是拉结
It's someone else.
是另外一个人
Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
是的，不要做一个欺骗者。上帝必不接受这样的行为。因为你所种的是什么，你所收的也是什么。
You see, friends, we cannot escape this law that exists in life.
朋友们，这个生命之律是我们逃不了的。
As you know, I work for Amazing Facts.
你知道我是在奇妙真相工作。
Doug Batchelor is our president. He is the speaker director.
那 Doug Batchelor 是我们的院长，也是这个奇妙真相的主讲人。
And if you read his testimony, his book called The Richest Caveman.
如果你读他的自传，叫做《最有钱的山洞的隐士》
，You will find this story.
你就找到这个故事。
Before he met Jesus,
当还没有认识耶稣的时候
，Doug Batchelor lived somewhat of a criminal lifestyle.
Doug Batchelor 生活就好像是一个囚犯的生活。
And one day he broke into somebody's home.
有一天他就破门行劫。
And he was looking around their house for things to steal.
他就看看有什么东西可以拿走。
And on the table, because he was hungry.
因为他肚子饿，在桌子上呢。
There was some crackers on the table of this house he was breaking into.
就是看到了一些的饼干。
And so he started eating the whole box of crackers because he was hungry.
他就开始把整包的饼干给吃完了，因为肚子很饿。
He noticed that the price tag on the box of crackers said $3.19.
他注意到这个标价是3.9.
And so after he was done, he finished and then he left.
吃完之后他就离开。
And several days later, he came back to his own little room.
几天后他回到自己的房子里。
And he found out that while he was gone,
他发现到当他离开的时候
some of his friends had come into his own house.
有人呢已经来到他自己的住家。
And while they were in his house, they had helped themselves to his food.
当他朋友在他没在家的时候呢朋友就自己自动的把食物给吃了。
He remembered that he had bought a brand new jar of Tang. Now, Tang is like a powdered sugar drink that you mix to make like orange juice.
他记得，他就买了这个产品叫做 Tang 的橙汁，那么粉状的呢，冲了就可以橙汁水喝。
He bought a brand new one before he left.
他在离开之前买了一罐新的。
But while he was gone, his friends came and they drank the whole jar.
但是在他离开的那几天。朋友们来了，把整罐的橙汁给喝完了。
So he picked up the empty jar.
他就捡起这个空罐子。
And he noticed something very strange on the jar.
他发现到有一件很奇怪的事在罐子上。
There was a price tag.
有一个标价。
And it said $3.19.
同样的是三块九毛。
You see, friends, in this life, one of the things that should remind us not to sin is that everything that we do, we will reap what we sow.
这似乎是一种因果的报应。我们所做的，我们所种的，我们也会收到。
Ladies, are you playing with someone's heart?
女孩子们，你是不是啊，非常的痴，就是花心呢？
I should say men too.
更甚的应该是男孩子花心。
Someday someone will break your own heart.
而有一天你也会受到这样的情况，有人也会使你的心破碎。
Whatever a man sows, that he will also reap.
一个人所种的是什么，所收的也是什么。
You see, friends, in this life, as we look at what we do,
所以朋友们，当我们看我们人生所做的事，
we should remember that every action has a reaction.
我们就看到呢，每一个行动也必然会有一个回报。
But Jacob has already begun the footsteps into sin.
但是呢，雅各已经开始了他犯罪的步骤。
And really, once you begin, it's like there's no turning back. Everything happens so quickly.
而且你一开始就好像没有回头路，一切的事这么迅速的发展。
Before I came here,
我还没有来这里之前，
I was in Thailand. I was doing some evangelistic work.
我在泰国举行了一些的布道会。
And some friends said to me, Pastor, we want to take you to the lake because we know you like to do swimming.
啊，牧师啊，你喜欢游泳，我带你到一个湖。
So they took me to this lake, and there was something very interesting on this lake.
在湖里，在湖的周围，我看到一件有趣的事。
Maybe some of you know what wakeboarding is. It's like a skateboard with no wheels that you use on the water.
有一个这个滑浪板呐、啊，就是没有这个轮子的，可以在这个湖上或者海面上飘。
The whole lake, this big lake, it had a giant pulley that ran in a circle around the lake.
那整个湖的面积很大呢，并且有一个有一个这个人工所造的，让你能够滑，用这个滑浪板滑整个湖边。
And you sit in one spot.
你就在一边等待。
They give you a rope.
你坐在那边，握住这个绳子。
And then a hook comes around, and when that hook comes, it catches your rope, and you are sitting, and then suddenly you are going 30 kilometers per hour, just like that.
钩一来，勾住你的绳子的时候，你忽然间呢，就是以时速30公里向前飘。
It was so fast that the first 20 times, I did not even think of what was doing, I just crashed right into the water.
所以20次它发生的太快了，我根本都没有接滑就掉在水中了。
But that is somewhat like what sin is once we begin in the steps of sin.
而这对我来说似乎是很贴切的形容到，当一个人犯罪的时候就是这样的滑下去。
You are sitting there, you are waiting, and then suddenly you are sucked into this deception or the sinful lifestyle, and you never even expected to go that far.
你就坐在那边等待，突然间就被他卷入了一个漩涡，没有机会给上来。
And so now Jacob, I'm sure as he was talking to his father,
所以我在想象当雅各跟爸爸说话，
I'm sure that his heart was just so horrified at what he was saying to his own father.
他心里已经感到非常的、非常的恐慌，为什么我会把这样的话跟爸爸说呢？
You see, friends, the prodigal son's goal was never to become a pig keeper.
朋友们，你知道吗？浪子回头的故事里的浪子，从来没有想到有一天会坐在猪棚里喂猪、养猪。
When he first started out, that was not on his mind at all.
当他一开始踏出家门的时候，这不是他想做的事情。
But once you begin on this path of sin, you end up in a place that you never expected to be.
但是当你开始这犯罪的路程的时候，你会到了一个你原来没有想过的地步。
I know that Judas never dreamed someday I wish that everybody will hate my name.
我也想到犹大在犯罪的时候出卖耶稣，没有想到有一天有这么多人来憎恨我。
But the sin of pride and greed, it began and it was uncontrolled, and this was the ultimate end of Judas.
然而这个骄傲和贪婪的心理造成了这个犹大没有回头之路。
You know, we are told that Solomon in the last years of his life began to act like a woman.
而我们也从预言之灵看到所罗门在他最后的晚年的时候，他的行为竟然变成好像妇人。
That may sound strange to some of you.
也许有些人听了觉得奇怪。
Here was the wisest king of all time.
这是一个空前绝后最有智慧的王。
But he had given himself into excess and indulgence.
但是他竟然放纵情欲。
And this is how he ended up.
他最后晚年变成这样。
You know, friends, we often never consider where the final end result of our choice to sin will be.
所以朋友们，往往我们在犯罪的时候，没有想到后果会是怎么样的。
Jacob never imagined what would happen as a result of these actions.
雅各也没有想到他今天的行为会造成以后是怎么样的情况。
But now here he is.
现在发生了。
He has lied to his father many times.
他已经向爸爸说了多少次的谎话。
I counted each of the lies, and I counted like 7 lies that Jacob told his father.
我数了总共呢有7次的谎言。
And after this happens,
这之后
his brother Esau comes in.
他的哥哥以扫就回来。
He finds out what happens.
他发现了他所犯的错。
And then he vows that when his father dies, he will kill his brother Jacob.
他就发誓爸爸一过世，我就把这个弟弟雅各给杀了。
Now I want to ask you, did Jacob do wrong? Did he really make a mistake? Yes or no?
我要问你，雅各真的有犯错吗？有吗？
He did.
他当然有。
He was the one that caused this problem.
他是造成这个问题的人。
And now you know what happens.
现在发生什么事？
Rebecca finds out.
利百加知道了。
And she warns Jacob. She says, Jacob, you have to go. Your brother is going to kill you when your father dies.
他就警告雅各说，你最好是离开，因为你的哥哥已经计划要谋杀你了。
And so the Bible says that Rebecca convinced Isaac to send Jacob away to find a wife from their own people.
所以圣经就告诉我们，利百加就说服了雅各到他的娘家去找一个妻子。
Now, there's something that you should know that is very sad, but this happens at this junction.
有一件事情是我们要知道的，虽然说在那一个时刻是伤心的事。
This was the last time that Rebecca would ever see Jacob alive again.
这就是利百加最后见到儿子雅各的时候了。
We often do not consider the price that we pay when we choose to sin.
我们往往没有看到当我们选择犯罪所要付出的代价。
And so now Jacob is running away from home.
现在雅各逃离家园。
And I want you to come with me to one of the most beautiful scenes in Jacob's life found in Genesis chapter 28.
现在我要大家来到雅各的生命里面其中一个最美好的时光。
In verse 10,
创世纪28章第10节。
The Bible says,
圣经说，
And he lighted upon a certain place, and Jacob went out from Beersheba and went to Haran, and he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep.
雅各出了别是巴向哈兰走去，到了一个地方，因为太阳落了，就在那里住宿，便拾起那地方的一块石头枕在头下，在那里躺卧睡了。
Now you have to understand what is going on in Jacob's mind.
现在我们要了解雅各在想到什么。
Jacob is running away from home because of fear of his brother.
雅各之所以逃离家园，是因为害怕哥哥以扫。
Not only that,
不单如此，
he is in a foreign country now. He does not know these people.
他现在来到一个陌生的家的地方，他不认识任何人。
And this night as he goes to sleep, there is not the familiar bed with all of his nice blankets and pillows. The Bible says that he has a stone for a pillow to sleep upon.
今天晚上他只能够把石头当成枕头，所有的地方看起来是那么的陌生。
Have you ever been alone in a foreign country with no one that you know and no comfort of home with you?
你有没有
Have you ever been there before?
曾经到过一个国家，单独一个人，没有任何的亲人，所有的人都是陌生人。
In one of my mission trips, I found myself in the city of Hong Kong.
有一次我的布道的工作来到了香港。
And as I was passing through Hong Kong, I don't know how, but somehow I lost my passport wallet.
但是在路过到香港的时候呢，我不知道如何的把我这个护照的包包给丢了。
It had my passport and plane ticket.
里面有我的护照，有我的机票。
This was before the days of e-ticket. This was a literal paper ticket.
这是在之前可以上网订票的之前所发生的事情。
It also had a little bit of money, but it was all the money that I had.
我所有的钱也在里面，虽然不多。
So I went to the gate to the counter at the airport there in Hong Kong.
那么就来到香港的机场这个会客室这个机场的检察官的地方。
I reached into my computer bag to grab my wallet out.
啊，我就在这个电脑包包里面想要找到我这个护照的小包。
And it was gone.
不见了。
And not only, so like I walked up and I was looking and they were looking at me like, what's wrong with you? You know, but I had no passport, no ticket, nothing.
这个移民厅的人在说到底发生什么事呢？我就跟他们说，我没有护照，我的机票也不见了。
In addition to that, at that time, I was sick. I was running a fever and I had intestinal problems.
而同时那时候我又发烧，那么我的肠胃又不好。
And so I was stuck in this airport and I could not figure out where do I go to get a passport and what do I do about this ticket that I have lost?
当时候是非常的慌张，我到底想到要去哪里再做一本护照吗？或者哪里去再买一张机票呢？
This was before the iPhone. I didn't have Skype. I had nothing to get a hold of anybody else. I was a stranger in a country with no one that I knew.
那是好几年前所犯事，所以没有这个电脑可以订机票啦，也没有这个 iPhone 可以联络朋友啦。我就好像掉落在一个陌生的环境中。
And it was one of the first times in my life that I understood the sense of true loneliness and alienation.
这似乎在我生命中有史以来第一次真正的感受到何谓孤单。
Maybe this is how Jacob felt that night.
也许这就是这个雅各当晚的感受。
He's away from home.
他离开了家。
I am sure that he recognized this is all his fault because of the sin that he had committed.
我也想他自己承认这是之所以造成现在的情况是他的错。
But that night, something very comforting came to Jacob.
但是当天晚上非常安慰的事情发生在雅各身上。
I want you to notice what the Bible says in verse 12.
我们来看在十二节二十八章十二节。
The Bible says, and he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth.
圣经说他梦见一个梯子立在地上。
And the top of it reached to heaven, and behold, angels of God ascending and descending on it.
梯子的头顶着天，有上帝的使者在梯子上上去下来。
And in verses 13, 14, and 15,
在十三到十五节
God made one of the most beautiful promises to Jacob in these verses.
上帝在这里向雅各许了最美好的其中一个应许。
For sake of time, please come with me to verse 15.
因为时间关系，我们来到十五节。
He said, "Behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again unto this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of."
他说，我也与你同在，你无论往哪里去，我必保佑你，领你归回这地，总不离弃你，直到我成全的向你所应许的。
Friends, after the meeting tonight,
朋友啊，今天晚上之后
I want to encourage you to read these three verses, 13, 14, and 15.
我要鼓励你再回去读这十三、十四、十五节。
These words have meaning for us.
这几句话对我们很有意义。
But please understand that in this dream, God reveals a beautiful picture of the plan of salvation to Jacob.
但是请明白，在这个梦里，上帝向雅各显明了一个非常非常美妙的应许。
You see, in those days, they did not have things like cell phones and these kinds of modern conveniences that we have.
当然，在当时候没有我们现在所拥有的方便，比如电话。
See, maybe you're like me, but now if I don't have my cell phone, I kind of feel like naked, like I am missing something very important, you know?
也许你跟我有同感，如果我没有把电话带在身边，感觉到好像穿衣服还没有穿完。
But when I have a cell phone, it's like I am connected. I am connected to other people by the press of a button. I can hear a comforting voice on the other end. Do you understand what I mean?
感觉上就是一按这个电话的鸟子呢，我就可以跟对方很远的地方就有一个关联，就感觉到那个亲密。
Now in those days, they didn't have cell phones and these kinds of things.
当时候当然没有这样的方便。
Jacob was all alone.
雅各是单独的一个人。
And God wanted to let him know, listen, you are not alone. I am connected to you.
而上帝要他知道，你不 你不是单独的，因为我跟你是有相连的。
You may not see anyone around here, but I want you to know that right to where you are, there is a ladder that connects you to heaven.
虽然你眼睛肉眼看不到什么，但是我要你知道有一个天梯从天到地。
Do you see why that ladder was a comfort to Jacob?
所以你可以看到这个梦境里的天梯对雅各来说有何等大的安慰。
Even though he was alone, he was connected.
虽然他是单独一人，他却是有相连的。
Now you know that this ladder has symbolic significance.
你也知道这个天梯是有一个非常重要的代表。
In John 1 verse 51,
在约翰福音一章五十一节
，Jesus clearly says that this ladder is a symbol of Him.
耶稣很清楚地说，这个天梯就是他的身体。
Now what does this teach us about the plan of salvation?
这个告诉我们这个救赎计划的功课是什么
？Number one,
第一。
God would provide a means of salvation that would reach us exactly where we are.
上帝会给我们一个救赎的计划，而且这个计划是来到我们的所在的地方。今天当我们坐在这里，
It does not matter what sins you have committed in the past.
无论你之前所犯的是什么罪，
Like Jacob, you may have a history of lying and not telling the truth.
好像雅各，你曾经说了很多的谎话。
Maybe you have fallen into the sin of fornication.
也许你是犯了淫乱的罪。
Maybe you have stolen, you have been a thief in the past.
也许你犯了偷窃的罪。
Maybe you have abused others. I do not know what sin it is that you have committed.
也许你犯了虐待的罪，我不知道你的罪是什么。
But whatever you have done tonight, that ladder, it reaches right down to where you are, no matter what you have done.
但是无论你犯了什么罪，今天这天梯从天而下，临到你所处。
To his sinful, guilt-ridden mind, God showed him that the ladder would reach right to where he was.
就在他有罪的形体之下，上帝向他显明了天梯来到。
But that wasn't all.
但这并不只就是这样。
You see, as you know, a ladder is meant for climbing.
因为我们知道梯子呢是让我们爬上爬下。
In order for Jacob to ascend toward heaven on this ladder,
要这个雅各从这梯子爬上去到天庭。
He would have to leave the world and sin behind.
他必然要抛弃放下这个世界。
And so here in this ladder was taught the truth that in his walk with Jesus, he would grow day by day closer and closer to heaven.
所以这个天梯让他看到了一个真理，就是他每日与主亲近，就越来越靠近天国。
You know, Jacob was in a foreign country, and I'm sure that he feared that perhaps he could be a victim of theft or other things.
我想雅各来到一个陌生的地方，他说可能我就成为盗贼的这个受害者。
But it wasn't just a ladder that Jacob saw, because the Bible says that there was angels going up and down, right down to where Jacob was.
但是雅各看到并不是一个空的天梯，有天使往来而上下。
As you're sitting here tonight at this camp,
今天晚上你坐在这个营会里。
I know there are many people here that are around you.
我知道你周围有很多人。
You know, sometimes the greatest feelings of loneliness come in a situation where there are many people all around us.
但是有时候我们感到孤单是在众人拥挤的情况之下所感受的。
Maybe tonight, like Jacob, you feel a sense of your sinfulness and your unworthiness and your own guilt.
而就好像雅各一样，今晚你感受到我和雅各感到自己是一个罪重积重的人，非常的内疚。
But friends, that ladder is reaching down right to where you are tonight, and God is offering His connection to you where you are.
但是朋友们，这个天梯就从天而下，来到我们这个有罪的人的身上。使我们和上帝有一个相连。
You may feel alone as though no one else really cares about you.
也许你感受没有人关心你。
But God has ministering angels that are working for your salvation and are protecting you and are watching over you.
但是上帝竟然派了他服务之灵天使们来保护你，来使你知道他与你同在。
Jacob's dream made a vivid impression upon him.
雅各这个梦让他深刻地记在脑海里。
And tonight I'd like to invite you to read this last section, but I want to just tell you what happens for sake of time.
因为时间关系呢，我希望你们回去再细读，但是最后的这一段我要这样的说。
This experience here was Jacob's conversion experience.
这个雅各的经历是他悔改的经验。
It was where Jacob met God, really, truly met God for the very first time in his life.
这是雅各有史以来在他生命中第一次的感受到、感觉到、看到了上帝。
And later on, as Jacob lives his life, he begins to pick up idols and otherworldly things, and God says, Jacob, I want you to come back to Bethel where I first met you.
那么后来雅各的生活里也发生了许许多多不同的遭遇，并且有了不同的偶像来，但是上帝却呼召他回来，回到这个伯特利。
In every person's life, there must be a Bethel experience in order to begin this journey up to heaven.
在我们每一个人的生活上，必然先要有一个伯特利的经验，才能够继续走这天路。
Now, it's very important that we understand three things that allow Jacob to experience God's converting power at Bethel. Three things.
所以要了解到这个雅各的经验，让我们可以清楚地看到三个非常重要的东西。
Number one,
首先
Jacob was keenly aware of his sinfulness and of his guilt that he, of the things that he had done.
雅各是非常清楚了解他罪的本性，他知道自己所做的是什么的错。
You see, one reason that many people are not truly converted is because they do not think that they are really that sinful or that wicked.
我们看到有些人之所以不真正的悔改，是因为他们看不到自己原来犯罪的情况到底有多糟。
In the United States, I conduct evangelistic meetings.
美国，在美国举行这些布道会。
One night is always on the Ten Commandments.
其中一晚一定要讲到十条诫命。
And I teach people that the Ten Commandments is like a mirror.
我就教导他们十条诫命就好像一面镜子。
And see, most Christians do not even believe in the mirror at all. They think that the Ten Commandments has been done away with.
但多数的基督徒甚至不把它当成一面镜子，认为律法已经废除了。
And because of this, many Christians today are self-deceived about their own heart's true condition.
也因为如此，许多今天的基督徒自我的骗自己说，我是一个好人。
I have people that say to me,You know, I'm not really such a bad person. I'm a pretty good person.
有很多人来跟我说，其实我并不是那么坏的一个人，我做了很多好事。
You know, Paul said that he believed that he was the chief of sinners.
而保罗却告诉我们，他是罪魁之首。
If Paul thought he was the chief of sinners,
如果保罗自称他为罪魁之首，
and if you think that you're not such a bad person,
而你自觉自己是一个不错的人，
something is wrong with you.
我看你应该是有问题的人。
You see, friends, Jacob was aware. He realized that this, all of this being sent away from home, this was because of his own sin.
所以雅各清楚地知道，他之所以要逃离家园，是因为他自己所犯下的错。
You cannot truly experience God's converting power until you get to the point where you say, I am such a wretched, terrible, miserable person without Jesus.
除非你已经来到了一个自我承认犯罪极其败坏的地步，不然你就不能够感受一个真正来到上帝面前的悔改。
But there is a second thing that happened at Bethel.
在伯特利有第二件事情的发生。
You see, God caused Jacob to be away from his friends and his family.
你看到上帝呼召他离开他的家园，离开他的朋友。
You know, this pattern is consistent through the Bible.
这样的方程式呢，在圣经里面时常的出现。
Do you know when the prodigal son was converted?
你知道浪子什么时候悔改吗？
It wasn't when he was partying with his friends and they were all having a good time.
他并不是跟他的朋友们一起的饮酒作乐的时候而悔改。
It's when he was eating pig's food, he was all by himself and nobody would take care of him. Alone, he said, what am I doing?
他是单独一个人在想吃猪的那些豆荚子的时候，才想到我在这里干什么，我到底犯了什么。
You know when Saul was converted?
扫罗是在什么时候悔改？
Saul became blind and he was for 3 days thinking about all of the things that he had done.
扫罗瞎了眼3天，能够静静的思考他之前所做的。
He was all by himself, and now God could work in his mind to bring him to the realization of what he was doing.
在他单独思考的时候，上帝就能够向他说话，让他想起所做的一切。
Do you know when Moses was converted?
摩西又在什么时候悔改呢？
Moses was converted when he was working in the wilderness of Midian as a shepherd.
他是在米甸成为一个牧羊人的时候 悔改的。
Sometimes it is only in the silence that we can hear the still small voice of God speaking to our soul.
有时候我们只能够静下我们的心，才能够听到这细小的声音。
It was only after those disciples they worked all night to bring those fish that now they saw Jesus on the shore.
也只有这些门徒在一连整晚在打鱼，没有打到任何鱼，白天才看到耶稣的形体。
And so God not only allowed Jacob to realize his sinfulness,
所以上帝不但只是让雅各看到他罪的情况，
but he caused him to be separated from every earthly support.
但他也使到雅各从他所有的支柱里离开。
But there was one more thing that God did, and this is perhaps the most important thing that God did.
但是上帝还在他身上行了一件事情，也许是最重要的一件事。
Even though Jacob had done tremendous wrong,
虽然雅各犯了这么多的错误，
he had lied to his father,
他欺骗了父亲，
tricked his brother,
他就是用诡计骗了他的哥哥。
Even in the sinful condition, God showed Jacob that he really loved him.
虽然在这样败坏罪恶的情况之下，上帝向雅各显明他有多爱他。
The Bible says that it is the goodness of God that leads us to repentance.
圣经告诉我们，是因为上帝的良善才引吸引我们来悔改。
Have you ever seen two people, like two boys, fight before?
有没有看过两个小孩，小跟小小男孩在打架？
At the end of the fight, one person is on the ground and the other one has his foot on his throat.
打架的结束应该是占上风的男孩的脚就踩在这个躺在地上的小男孩身上。
And the one standing up says to the one on the ground, say you are sorry.
那么这个踩着这个小男孩的说，你跟我说对不起。
And even though this one is on the ground and he is struggling, he will not say it. He is too proud. He will say no.
但是这躺着的小男孩怎样都不服气，绝对不会说对不起。
That doesn't work.
这不管用。
When God wants to break someone's heart,
当上帝要使一个人心破碎，
He gives them all of the evidences of His love for them, even in their sinful condition.
他就把他所有的爱向他显明，既然就算他们还活在罪中。
Friends, I want you to know that God is wooing you with His love right now tonight.
朋友，我要你知道，就是上帝在用他的爱来吸引你。
Of all of the people in this world,
在这众世界的人群当中，
why is it that God allowed you to be here tonight?
为什么上帝竟然会选择让你来到这里？
What love that God has for us?
这是上帝向你们、我们显明的何等大的爱。
Everything that we have, the clothes that we wear, the food that we eat, it is a tangible manifestation of God's care and love for us.
我们所拥有的一切，我们的衣食住行，都向我们显明了一个爱我们的天父。
Friends, I want to ask you an honest question tonight.
朋友，今天我要问你一个坦诚的问题。
Have you met God at Bethel yet?
你已经在伯特利遇见了上帝吗？
You know,The truth is that you can go to church and be around at Christians all your life.
事实是，你可以一生都在教堂里和朋友们在一起。
Going to church and being around Christians does not make you a Christian.
在教堂里和朋友们在一起，并不使你成为一个真基督徒。
Being in a garage does not make you a car, right?
不是停在车房，你就变成一辆车了。
But you see, friends, the truth is that until we come to the point that Jacob came to,
而事实就是，当我们好像雅各来到了认识到我们的罪的情况，
we have a sense of what sinfulness, what sin, how sinful we really are.
我们看到了自己有多么的这个非常的罪恶的时候，
we have no friends and family that can, distract us from the issues of our hearts.
我们也没有任何的家人朋友来分散我们对上帝的注视的时候。
And then we come to that point when we realize even in my sinfulness, God still has a tender love and concern and care for me.
而且我们来到一个地步，看到上帝虽然我们在我们的罪的情况之中所给予我们的厚爱。
Have you met Jesus at Bethel yet?
你在伯特利遇到了耶稣吗？
As we close tonight,
当今晚结束的时候，
we are going to pray.
我们要一起祷告。
And I want you to think in your heart, Have I had my Bethel experience?
我要你心里这样的思考，我有伯特利的经验吗？
Now some of you have already been to Bethel.
有些你们已经到过了伯特利。
But in your life, idols have come into your life.
生命中偶像继续的回到你的身边。
You have picked up the habits of the surrounding heathens.
你也在你的这周围的外邦人的习惯中得到了一些。
And perhaps God tonight is not calling you to Bethel, but perhaps tonight He is calling you to come back to Bethel.
也许今天上帝并不是呼召你来到伯特利，而是呼召你回到伯特利。
As we pray tonight, I want you to speak with God in your own heart.
今天晚上，你愿意跟上帝这样的交谈吗？
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Father in heaven tonight.
我们在天上的父，今天晚上。
Lord, even in his sinfulness, you showed Jacob that you still cared and loved him.
主啊，你让我们看到在雅各这样的罪恶的情况之下，你还是关怀爱他。
Lord, tonight all of us, we have all made mistakes before.
主啊，今天晚上我们看到了我们每个人都犯过错。
But in the quietness of this country retreat,
但是在这宁静的这退休营里，
we long to hear your voice speaking to our soul.
我们渴望听到你的声音向我们心里说。
Break through our stony heart, dear God.
求你就击碎我们的石心。
And give us a new one.
给我们一个肉心。
Please, during this camp,
主啊，在这营会里，
help us to come to Bethel or to come back to Bethel.
让我们来到伯特利，让我们回到伯特利。
This is my prayer. In Jesus' name we pray.
这是我们奉主耶稣之名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.